You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage. I'm your host, Andy Bush. We continue our focus on the state of Illinois. We now want to learn how Illinois business views what is currently happening and what they would like to see from the next governor. Joining us is Todd Mache. Mr. Mache is the president and CEO of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce and has been with the chamber since 1994. Welcome to Engage, Todd.
Great to be here. Thanks, Andy.
All right. Illinois has a lot of fiscal, pension, and tax issues to confront as we come to the sunset of the individual and corporate tax hikes enacted in 2011. And just like the federal government, you know, economic growth does wonders for generating tax receipts to help with these burdens. I want to focus on what the chamber would like to see the next governor of Illinois do to help encourage, nurture, and grow business in the state. What are your top three things that you would like to see?
Well, the very first thing that I think is that you just got to restore fiscal sanity to the state of Illinois. That just overshadows everything when people that are running businesses and deciding whether they're going to make investments or not are trying to decide whether the state of Illinois is going to be fiscally solvent. Are there going to be massive tax increases in the future on top of previous tax increases? Are we going to have a bond rating that continues to decline as was threatened even again just yesterday? So restoring fiscal solvency to the state of Illinois is by far the overarching priority for everybody, citizens, business owners, everybody alike. And that really includes a lot of different things coming together, but you've got to go ahead and find a way forward and get that taken care of. Second thing would be to take some real positive steps towards rehabilitating Illinois' reputation as a place to do business. There are multiple surveys that unfortunately show Illinois as being perceived as a very negative business climate, and that makes a real difference. It's dollars and cents, but it's also perception. Those are the two things come together in deciding whether businesses are going to be created here, businesses are going to expand here, whether there's going to be additional investment in our economy. So some real concrete steps are very, very important. At the top of that list, I would put workers' compensation reform. We continue to be an outlier in terms of the costs of our workers' compensation system. Again, that system is intended to compensate people who are injured on the work through no fault of their own, but it's almost become a social safety net type of program instead, in which all sorts of injuries and ailments are compensated inappropriately and at extraordinarily high cost. So that system certainly has to be reformed. Finally, I think that there's a real opportunity for bipartisan support for overall tax reform in the state of Illinois. There's a vigorous discussion about taxes going on in the governor's race and at the state house. We think that's good. We think it's healthy because Democrats and Republicans are engaging and concurring on certain elements. So we think that tax reform, comprehensive tax reform, is really the third priority I would suggest to you.
Well, that's exciting news to me because I live in the state of Illinois. That's fantastic. But I do a lot of work at the federal level on taxes and the potential for tax reform. I go to Washington, D.C. a couple of times a month to meet with policymakers there. And I know from the federal level that there's absolutely movement forward. It will take some time as they have to really corral a lot of different animals to get that to work. And to hear that from you, that it's already moving forward in Illinois, maybe this will all get swept up together in the next couple of years and really get some significant changes going forward. That's fantastic. But let me switch gears just a little bit in the concept of do no harm. What should the next governor avoid doing or supporting?
Well, I think that the first thing is that both the governor, the extension of the current taxes without additional Spending reforms would be a huge mistake, and that's frankly where we're concerned with Governor Quinn, his program. He's called for the extension of the existing tax rates beyond what they were intended to be. We think that's problematic primarily, well, because they're high tax rates, but also because underlying spending has not been adequately addressed, and that's a real problem. But to be, I guess, bipartisan in criticism, I will tell you that we are very concerned with Bruce Rauner's recent proposal for a service tax. Mm-hmm. There is, I think, a discussion to be had about a service tax as our economy has changed, but the way it's been proposed we think is very problematic. I think that the public is very skeptical of service taxes, certainly more money out of their pocket, but also we're a little concerned that the individual items that Mr. Rauner has proposed are really taxes on business-to-business services, which create this tax pyramid, which builds in extra costs and then impacts prices that consumers pay in the end. So I think we're concerned about some of the proposals from both of the candidates for governor.
Yeah, and it seems a little bit with the Rauner B2B taxes that they leave out certain groups as well. I mean, if you're going to make it right fair across the board, you know, include dry cleaners, right?
Well, I think, yeah, and I don't want to get too in the weeds on that or try and divine what their intentions were. But let's face it, there are in the middle of a political campaign, it's not surprising that you're trying to put out proposals that are as politically palatable as possible.
Right.
So I don't really give Mr. Rauner too much criticism for the approach in terms of rolling it out. We do think, though, that the issue of the service tax is one that should be taken very, very carefully and in full recognition that, again, the public has shown itself to be very opposed, and you've either got to educate them or fashion a program that both gives and takes. And Rauner has done that with the property tax cap, a rollback of the rates. But we'll see if the public is, thinks that is a fair trade.
Well, let me step back. New businesses clearly are critical for job growth in all of the states. What can Illinois do to encourage startups and new business formation?
I think that the important thing to realize is that the most startup businesses are pretty immune to a lot of tax incentives, just because often the first year, two, three, four, especially when you're talking technology and other larger ventures like that, they don't have the tax burden because they've got losses. They've got people investing in them, they've losses. So tax incentives are really not the best way to go there. We do think, though, that some red tape type of issues are very appropriate. There's a discussion about reducing the filing fees for limited liability corporations. That would be a positive, but it's not a real game changer. I think that what you're really going to see is you almost have to think about not that first two or three years that business is in existence, but have a longer-term view so that when an entrepreneur says, you know what, I'm making investments in year one, there are state policies that are taking effect that as I grow and as I'm successful, that are really going to, those state policies are going to help me be more successful and accelerate my growth in the future. So that is where I think some of the tax programs come in. Other ideas. My favorite idea is that we think that small business capital investment should be expensed in the first year, mm-hmm. as opposed to written off over multiple years. If you got a growing business and you need a new delivery truck, you ought to be able to go ahead and write that off the first year as opposed to depreciate it over multiple years.
I totally agree with that. That's what capital expenditures are so key, and they should be able to be expensed immediately.
Yes, I think that's something that has gotten some support. We proposed it. There was a lot of discussion, again, as I said, over taxes this last year, and we think there will be again in 2015. And that's a proposal for small business that we are definitely going to champion.
Oh, that's great. I'm really pleased to hear that. The energy sector in Illinois, well, not in Illinois, but the energy sector is booming in parts of the U.S. like North Dakota and Texas. Given the shale deposits in southern Illinois, what should Illinois do to join in this boom?
Simply get out of the way. State government simply needs to get out of the way. We've got a situation, and again, this is the time of the election cycle where everything becomes political, but we believe that a rulemaking that is absolutely vital to providing the pathway for these companies to come in and start investing and start hiring people, that their rulemaking is tied up in a very, very lengthy delay that we frankly believe is tied to the election. The administration is trying to do its best to balance competing needs, but I'll be honest, our assessment is that the administration has decided that they don't want to antagonize the environmental community, mm-hmm. that we think is very inappropriately rabid over energy independence in the state of Illinois and really the country. So we think that that unfortunately we are delaying by months, if not years, the potential economic growth for the state of Illinois, but specifically for Southern Illinois, which has really been in tremendous need of economic drivers, and this is a potential boon for that region and the state as a whole. State of Illinois should get the rules done, get out of the way, and let economic growth happen.
Certainly calls into question the core of a capitalist society, which is private property ownership and what you can do with it. So I'm on board with that. As I look as a global economic strategist myself, I look, and out in the world, and one of the best things the United States has going for it is clearly the energy boom, the ability to create cheap energy, specifically natural gas, to lower electricity costs and generation. I think that's phenomenal, and it's one of the huge advantages, and it's created just amazingly low rates of unemployment in places like North Dakota, right, or Texas. And I think that's something that's just sitting there waiting for Illinois to grasp a hold of. So I'm with you 100%. I think just like the XL pipeline out of Canada coming into the United States at the federal level and how that's being constantly kicked down the road and held off for every election, I hope that at some point Illinois decides that we need the jobs here. We're so much higher than the national average as far as unemployment goes.
I agree completely. While we're advocates for every industry, employers that are providing important services to businesses and consumers, clearly when you look at the energy revolution and technology, those are the really exciting growth factors that are out there, and Illinois is underperforming on both. There's no reason Illinois should lag behind the rest of the nation, either of those fronts, and like I said, simple, straightforward changes in policy at the state level could really unleash a boom and get us back to the point where Illinois is an economic leader and not a laggard. That is so frustrating that Illinois is lagging the Midwest, lagging the nation, when we really should be a huge driver for the Midwest and the entire nation.
Well, and especially with the EPA ruling on CO2 emissions and what that does to the coal industry in Southern Illinois, this would be a great way to replace so many of those jobs that have been lost over the years and will be lost in the future. Well, let me ask you this, just in a little bit of time that we have left here, what other business sectors of Illinois do you feel can really contribute significantly to economic and job growth?
It's kind of regional in nature, but mm-hmm. I do think that the success that the Chicago region has enjoyed with tourism expansion is pretty exciting as well. That is something that's, again, you're attracting investment from consumers from outside the state of Illinois, and that has really led to job growth. And when you're hitting multiple years in a row with record numbers of foreign visitors, as mm-hmm. well as others from the rest of the nation, the tourism industry is a hidden success story. It's not going to cure our economic woes by itself. Certainly, you're looking at high-paying manufacturing jobs and mining and agriculture as really the core of the Illinois economy. But tourism is actually is a nice success story over the last few years.
All right, Todd Mache from the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming on the show today.
No, my pleasure. Enjoyed it.
All right. Take care. All right. Let's take a break here. When we get back, we'll be joined by Jonathan Williams from ALEC. This is Engage.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Tune in to the Soul of Enterprise, Business in the Knowledge Economy, with co-hosts Ron Baker and Ed Kless. Ron and Ed will show you how to recognize that wealth is created by intellectual capital. It's all in the possibilities that we can create and that are created for us. These possibilities are destined to be discovered by human imagination and through the service of others, creating a brighter future for all of us. The Soul of Enterprise is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Are you ready for what happens next? If you have your investments, retirement planning, and business plans all in a row, you're probably set. But are you really all that sure? Listen to In Black and Whites with host Peter Whites. Peter and his guests will cover business and investment topics that you need to know about right now, whether it's new technology, 401k plans, mergers and acquisitions. We're here to help you. In Black and Whites airs live Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Business.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.